on the telephone line. It's our friend Nick Coit from ABC6 in Providence, where, if possible, it's even hotter than it is here. How you doing, Nick?
Yeah, we're hot. We're definitely hot, Rich. I think I was just listening to, I don't know the exact statistics, but I was just listening to our meteorologist here at the station. I think he said we touched 100 here today.
Yeah.
And I think he said that was like the second time it's ever happened around this time of the year, something along those lines. Don't quote me. I'm not the meteorologist. But it's point is, it's really hot. It's really hot.
Well, and that's just perfect football weather for the Patriots' final exhibition game. That probably means even fewer guys you recognize will be suited up tomorrow night.
I would think so, yeah, because the hot temperatures are not slowing down, and I know New York is getting hit. This whole region is getting hit by it, and so, yeah, I mean, temperature-wise, I'm sure a lot of guys weren't going to play anyway. As you know, fourth preseason game, they're going to get their last looks at guys, and if you're on the field, it's not a great sign for you, so especially now that they make one roster cut, it's like, okay, well, they got all these guys they can throw on the field, they'll get their last looks, see how it looks, and yeah, so not expecting any Brady to Gronk tomorrow night. It might be Etling to Braxton Berrios for the big game-winning score against the Giants. We'll see.
So did they answer all the questions they needed answered during preseason?
Ooh, that's a good question, Rich. I would say not yet, because there's still a matter of, well, what are you going to do here, or how are you going to get this thin receiving core, which gets thinner by the day, involved and help make it helpful in terms of the offense and moving the football while Julian Edelman's out? And maybe they have the answer. We don't know it yet. We've seen a little of the good. We've seen a little of the bad. But again, the receiving core just seems to be thinning out. It's a big concern, I think, for a lot of people. I like some of the guys that they've got left, I should say. I think that they're going to get creative with Cordarrelle Patterson. I think they really like his skill set. I think Philip Dorsett feels more comfortable now. I think it was a good sign last week that on a fourth down play, Tom Brady's throwing the football to him. He didn't just throw it to anybody on fourth down, even in the preseason. So, and the running backs, I think, are just really, really good. I think there's a lot of talent there. And you've got Rob Gronkowski, who's a huge X factor. So they'll figure it out. Have they answered that question yet? I'm not sure. We'll see. I also look at right tackle, too, and say, okay, are we going to start there? Is it going to be Waddle? Is Cannon going to be healthy enough? That sort of thing. So not all questions answered yet, but they're in the process, and that's what this time of the year is for.
You mentioned Patterson. I'm very intrigued by him. Do you think we'll see him a lot on special teams?
That's tough to tell, because if they're going to use him offensively, and especially with not much depth at receiver, do they hold him out in that regard? I would think that they'll probably put him on a couple of kickoffs. They've tried him at punt return, so I think they might use him there. Yeah, but I think they're really excited about the possibility of him breaking out offensively in terms of what they use him for in scheme, and Brady getting him the football. And really, his skill set is impressive. I think the trick will be being in the right spot at the right time. We saw a couple of miscommunications last week, but if they can put the football in his hands and he gets open space, he's like a gazelle, Rich. That guy can accelerate. It's impressive.
Should fans be at least cautiously optimistic about the defense improving this year?
We'll see. I think so. I think they've been putting in the work. What we see is a lot of guys putting in work. I really like the addition of Adrian Claiborne so far.
Yeah.
I think he's made an immediate impact. I like Danny Shelton, too. I think he's going to clog a hole up the middle. If those young pass rushers can contribute in any way, then that's going to be a big help. Guys like Dietrich Wise and Derek Rivers, they have those two. We did a story on them a couple weeks ago, and they have the best attitude you could have. They're always on the field after practice working. Like, they're putting in the work. So it would be a nice story to see them and their work pay off and see them contribute in a big way. And that would be really, really helpful, because having a good pass rush, or at least having some sort of pass rush like they didn't have in the Super Bowl, we'll help you in the back end too, and it all works in symmetry in the defense. So we'll see.
Nick, you had a chance to catch up with the coordinators, or at least the coordinator in waiting, and Brian Flores and Josh McDaniels. What did you learn from those guys?
It's always interesting to, I think I said yesterday, talk to the cooks in the kitchen. You know, those are the guys that they put it all together, all the ingredients. And with McDaniels, I think he is happy to be back. He's working with Tom Brady. It's sort of like status quo. Okay, after the whole Colts thing, he's back. He's still working with Tom Brady. Seems to be happy. Loves running the offense here. And you know, I think he genuinely enjoys being here with Flores. He seems like he's enjoying his role, too. He said the word tough when talking about Bill Belichick, and I think Belichick's probably tough on him. He's still not officially the defensive coordinator.
Right.
He's still linebacker's coach. He's de facto defensive coordinator. That's how Bill Belichick likes to ease these guys into that role. So he's still, I think, got a little bit to prove himself, and you can tell with him, too, that he likes that. And then you talk to some of the other coaches, too. They're really interesting. Dante Scarnecchia is very interesting. He's old school. Very interesting quotes. And Ivan Sears, too, the running backs coach. Man, oh, man. I think I asked him yesterday. I said, with a thin receiving core, you know, do your running backs, are they excited about the possibility of, you know, getting some more time with the football? He said, of course. They want to touch the ball, man. They want to touch the ball. Tom Brady going to throw me the football? Man. You know, it's like, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So they're preaching.
We're talking with Nick Coyd of ABC 6 in Providence here on Downtown. What is wrong with Red Sox fans? My God, the team's got over 90 wins. It's not even Labor Day yet. There's panic in the streets because they struggled to win an ugly game last night.
Nothing wrong with them, I would not say. There's different types of Red Sox fans. I think in this region, people are very smart when it comes to baseball. They've now seen World Series winners and what it takes. And when you watch a game like last night, you know how good this Red Sox team can be. And I'm starting to resign myself to the fact that they're going to have to win some games like this, maybe even in the postseason, just grinding it out offensively. And they have the high-caliber offense to do it. But, of course, in the postseason, you know that a bullpen is a major asset. And right now, for this Red Sox team, no matter how many wins they have, it's a big flaw. It's a big flaw because he's, and especially when Craig Kimbrell is not pitching well, that has been sort of the steadiness of the bullpen. And again, last night he struggled. So there's panic because right now it doesn't look so pretty. But we've got another month to go. So will some guys figure it out? Will they get hot going toward the postseason? Probably. You're going to get some reinforcements. When Chris Sale comes back, it's going to make you all feel a lot better. So we'll see. This is a high-caliber offense. They're going to have to use that because it's their strength to their advantage down the stretch and in the postseason.
Still some rumors flying around. Josh Donaldson's name keeps coming up. Sergio Romo. You think they'll do anything here in the couple of days before the deadline?
I would, if they could add anybody to the bullpen, that would help. Anybody that can go in there and get some outs, because the bullpen has just been so shaky. You can see it. You can see that it's been an Achilles heel. If they can get anybody to come in there and stabilize, even just being an eighth inning guy, that would really help. I don't see a Josh Donaldson or any position players. They've got Rafael Devers is actually playing for the Paw Sox here in Rhode Island tonight, so he'll be coming back. Christian Vasquez is on his way back too. Stephen Wright had a rehab start last night. Eduardo Rodriguez was in Portland, obviously. So there's reinforcements coming. Maybe that'll help the pitching. If they could get somebody, though, to put in that bullpen, it would help. And I think it would ease some of the panic in the streets here.
Speaking of the Paw Sox, you've had a chance to see the Sox number one prospect in action for a few games now. He's been looking pretty impressive since moving up to AAA.
Yeah, I was impressed with him, not only as a player over the weekend, but we had a chance to talk to him yesterday. And Michael Chavis, he's clearly got one big passion when it comes to baseball, and it is hitting. He loves it, and it was reflected in the way he spoke to us yesterday. And he had a PED suspension. I think that's well documented, and a lot of people know that. He's ready to put that behind him. And it's clear that his focus is on baseball, and he has been hitting at every level he's been at, and he's continuing it so far. He's only played, what, four or five games here in Pawtucket. He's continuing that, and yeah, he was impressive. He's young, but he's got this brightness when he talks about baseball. You love people that have a passion for what they do, and that came off very, very well with him. And if he's going to continue to hit like that, yeah, you can see the work is paying off for him.
Nick, before we let you go, Maine football getting ready to open up tomorrow night against the New Hampshire Wildcats. Am I wrong to think that Jim Fleming's Rhode Island team is going to be a team? They may not win as many games as they'd like, but I feel like that's a team nobody's going to want to play this year.
Yeah, I there's a different feeling around Rhodey football, Rich. I think in years past, I think last year you could see a little bit of it too, but I think as time has gone on, I give credit to the URI Athletic Administration and Thor Bjorn for sticking with Coach Fleming, because I think it takes a few. We're so fast in our society that just, you know, it's results-oriented, and you don't get results after 2 years. You fire a coach and go to a new one. This is Jim Fleming's fifth year. He's had a full recruiting cycle. He's gotten guys in there that he wants, and so now it's his time to try to let that play out and see if he can prove that he can recruit. And there's a different feeling with these guys. They feel like they can win some games, especially in the CAA. So, and last year, that opener against Central Michigan, where they went to triple overtime, proved to them that they thought they were turning a corner. Then they go out and they beat Harvard. And they were close in a lot of games last year. And they want to turn those results around. And so they're going to be hungry for wins. So I think in regards to what you said, Rich, yeah, I don't think teams are going to want to play Rhode Island in the CAA this year, because they've got the drive to go out there and finish some of these games they haven't been able to in years past. They really want to turn a corner. You can see it. You can feel it. And we'll see if it happens.
And I was glad to see that they've announced some renovations coming up for Meade Stadium. It's good to see that commitment to the football program.
It is. They're committing to it. They've committed to Coach Fleming here. That's important. And if they can get the results, then it's going to pay off for Rhodey football. And boy, it's been a long time since they've gotten a payoff. So to get a payoff, I'm sure, make a lot of people down in Kingston, Rhode Island, feel really, really good.
Absolutely. Hey, Nick, always fun for us to talk with you. Thanks so much for visiting with us this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.
A pleasure as always, Rich. Thank you.
That's Nick Coit from ABC6 in Providence with us on Downtown.